Lesson 52, Death. There are a lot of collocations used about death, dying, and killing. My great-grandfather, my grandfather's father, is too old and everybody is expecting him to die. All of his children have passed away, died, and he is the only one left in his family. Sometimes he expresses his eagerness to remarry, but we are worried about him to drop dead, die suddenly and in the middle of something. At his wedding, and it turns into a funeral, a religious ceremony for burying the dead body. But he fervently believes, strongly believes, he isn't at death's door, isn't close to death, although his wrinkled old face, full of lines, clouds over, makes it clear. He has one foot in the grave. He is about to die. My grandfather and his sister were cut off in their prime, died young when they were strong and active, in a car crash which everybody thought it was an untimely death, before it would be expected. My mother's uncle also was killed in the World War II and was called a martyr, who is killed because of his religious or political beliefs. While facing a suicide bomber, somebody who attacks and kills people with a bomb, at the front, where fighting happens. When a person dies, his corpse, dead body, is taken to a cemetery or a graveyard, where dead people are buried, and people who participate in his ceremony are mourners. The dead body is put into a coffin and then it is buried. In some cultures, they cremate, burn, the person's dead body, and keep the ash, the soft gray powder that remains after something is burned, into a bottle as a memorial. Here are some more collocations about death. A mercy killing, or euthanasia, is when somebody is very ill and is killed in a painless way in order to stop them suffering any longer. Genocide is when a whole group or race of people are killed in a planned and organized way. When a person takes his or her own life, it means they kill themselves. When someone is killed in an accident or accidentally died in a fight, this crime is called a manslaughter.